Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Mix 94.7 studios, this is Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates.
Two girls with bad Tinder stories. It's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates. Let's first meet Kristen. Kristen has 14 pairs of sneakers in her closet and 45 pairs of heels.
Dang.
She prefers sparkling wine to water and grew up wanting to be Gwen Stefani.
Random.
Kristen, let's hear your bad Tinder date story.
So, like, I don't mind having, like, a few drinks. You know, it didn't bother me that this guy that I went on a date with ordered a bottle of house wine.
Okay.
So I had a glass because, you know, I didn't want to be rude. And he had the rest. And then he ordered bottle number two, which he guzzled down all on his own. You know, but like, who am I to judge, right?
All right.
So he got super drunk, super fast, and he started to hit on the waitress. And so I ordered myself an Uber because I wanted to leave. And he insisted that he wanted to walk me out, make sure that I made it to the car. And then I just stepped outside of the bar, and he just got so sick and basically puked all over my expensive shoes.
Oh.
It's disgusting. And he was so drunk. I mean, apologize.
Oh, he puked all over your shoes. Oh, I thought you were saying you did. Oh, my God.
Hell no.
The car.
Oh, my gosh.
Gross.
It was the worst night of my life. And not even that, but those shoes are ruined.
All right, y'all meet Audrey.
Hey.
Audrey loves the outdoors, ketchup on her organic eggs, raw brownie mix, and ran track in high school. She's not run since. Let's hear your Tinder dating story.
Okay, so he was kind of cute with this rugged look that I like. So anyway, we went to this bar where obviously he was a regular because everybody knew him, which was cool because I just figured that he wanted to be comfortable. But oh no, on this date, not one, but two of his exes were there that night. And then we all ended up at the same freaking table.
What?
This is the weirdest thing ever.
I wonder if that is a coincidence or if that is something that he kind of calculated.
Or maybe just he goes to the same damn bar and hangs out all the time like he does, and he dates people that go to that same bar too.
Or did he just invite them over to hang out with you?
Are they friends of his?
Oh, it's all bad. So why he's still the best of friends with these girls, I don't even know. Because when I asked him, he wouldn't give me the full answer. So these girls, they team up on me and start interrogating me. They're asking me all these questions, intimate questions about my past relationships, sexual preferences,
what
positions I like. It was so crazy.
Weird.
And then, oh my God, the killer is this guy. This whole time when they're asking me these questions, he's just smiling, and he doesn't even seem bothered at all.
Wow, that is so weird.
Date I've ever had.
Is he, like, inviting you for a foursome?
That's where I think it was going. Like, seriously, it was the craziest thing.
Did you just say good for him?
Well, I mean, if he can pull that one off,
really?
Okay, you know?
Really? Really, Booker? Good for him?
So Kristen's date puked all over her expensive shoes after drinking some really crappy wine. And Audrey's Tinder day took her to a bar that apparently he's a regular at because two of his exes showed up and interrogated her the entire day. Which one of those two is the worst Tinder dating story? Text one for Kristen and the awful wine. Text two for Audrey and the exes who like to interrogate to 51993. One for Kristen, two for Audrey. Text that to 51993. We'll come back with the results next on Mix 94.7. Let's talk about Kristen and Audrey.
Audrey.
Kristen went on a date with a guy who ordered a bunch of really, really cheap wine, drank a whole bottle by himself, then ended up puking on her expensive shoes.
Ordered two bottles and puked on her shoes.
Audrey went out with a guy, took him, or she went to a bar with him, And three of his exes were there, and they ended up interrogating her, asking her really inappropriate questions. Which one of the two had the worst date?
Well, it was a close vote at first, and then it was tied, and then Audrey just, like, ran with it towards the end. So Audrey wins with 66% of the vote.
Congratulations, Audrey!
Hey, Audrey!
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.